The question isn't just what the algorithm does, it's why it does it. And the answer isn't some grand hidden conspiracy. It's actually a lot simpler and a lot colder. The algorithm exists to keep you here, period. That's it. Not to enlighten you, not to empower you, not to build community, just to keep you scrolling, tapping, refreshing, consuming, because attention is money, presence is profit. And if they can hold your gaze long enough, they don't have to sell you anything. You become the product yourself. That's the why. Engagement isn't the goal, it's the weapon. The system doesn't need you happy. It doesn't even need you angry. It just needs you active. Movement equals metrics, and metrics equal market value. You are not the user, you are the usage. That's why the algorithm prioritizes drama over dialogue, conflict over nuance, outrage over understanding. Because those emotions burn hotter, they spread faster, they hold your attention longer, and the system measures success by how long it can keep your eyes on the screen, not by how much better your life becomes because of what you see. That's why you'll see arguments boosted while thoughtful conversations sink. That's why performative pain trends while quiet healing gets buried. Because hurt people click faster. Angry people share more. Confused people stay longer. The algorithm doesn't want resolution. Resolution is a dead end for engagement. It wants friction. Constant low-grade friction that keeps you coming back for more. And it's not just what it shows you. It's what it withholds. It buries slow stories. It hides subtle victories. It filters out anything that doesn't spark immediate reaction. Not because those things aren't important, but because they don't feed the machine fast enough. Slow thinking doesn't trend. Deep healing doesn't boost ad impressions. Community building doesn't maximize time on platform stats. So those things get pushed to the margins. You have to work harder to find them. You have to swim upstream against a current that's actively trying to pull you into simpler, faster, more divisive loops. Why does the algorithm reward performance? Because real life is messy. Real identity is layered. Real healing takes time. And time is expensive in an economy built on speed. So the system nudges you toward becoming a character, a brand, a digestible version of yourself, something that can be categorized, marketed, sold. It's easier for them if you're an archetype. The angry activist, the funny disaster, the perfectly messy mom, the hot take machine, whatever makes you predictable enough to plug into the ad pipeline. And if you resist that, if you stay layered, slow, unpredictable, you become algorithmically inefficient, harder to sell, easier to forget. That's the why. It's not about you, it's about what you can generate. Your rage, your sadness, your celebration, your confusion. All of it gets stripped down to raw material for an economy that sees you as a battery, not a being. The why behind the algorithm is not malevolent genius. It's indifferent efficiency. It's cold math. It's how much energy can we pull from you before you burn out? And how fast can we replace you with someone else when you do? And the wild part? It works because it taps into something very human, our need to be seen, to be heard, to be felt. The algorithm didn't create that hunger. It just learned how to feed it in ways that leave us emptier, not fuller. It weaponized connection into consumption. It turned belonging into branding. It made visibility feel like validation. And it made silence feel like death. That's why even when we know better, even when we feel the exhaustion setting in, we still reach for the phone, still post, still refresh, because part of us is terrified of disappearing. Terrified that if we're not constantly visible, we'll be erased. The why is fear. Fear of being left behind. Fear of not mattering. Fear of being invisible in a world where presence has been commodified, and the system knows it. It counts on it. It was built for it. The deeper truth is, once you understand why the algorithm behaves the way it does, you start to see its fingerprints everywhere. Not just online, but inside yourself. You notice how you pause before posting, not to ask if something is true, but to wonder if it will land. You notice how you tell stories differently, not to express, but to perform. You notice how you edit yourself in real time, shaving off the parts that are too complicated, too slow, too real for a system that rewards simplicity and speed. It changes how you talk, how you move, how you even think. because once you've been trained to prioritize engagement, it's hard to turn that off. Hard to just exist without curating yourself for consumption. That's the deepest damage the algorithm does. It doesn't just shape what you post, it shapes how you perceive your own value. You start measuring your worth not by the truth of what you say, but by the reaction it gets. Not by the meaning of your work, but by the metrics it pulls. Not by the relationships you build, but by the reach you achieve. And little by little, without even realizing it, you start living for the scoreboard instead of the story. You start thinking you're failing when you're actually just being real. You start thinking you're invisible when you're actually just outside the algorithm's preferred narrative. And when you chase that approval long enough, you forget what real connection feels like. You start mistaking attention for intimacy, engagement for understanding. You start believing that being seen is the same as being valued. It's not. Visibility is not validation. Presence is not love. Reach is not truth. But the system benefits when you think it is. It benefits when you're hungry. It benefits when you're performing. It benefits when you're addicted to being seen, but starved of being felt. That's why the system doesn't just push what trends, it punishes what doesn't. Not with cruelty, just with silence, quiet erasure, a kind of soft, invisible exile where your existence is technically allowed, but algorithmically ignored. You're not banned. You're not silenced by force. You're just buried, drowned in a sea of noise, made small by a machine that only knows how to amplify what moves fast, not what moves deep. And the scariest part, after a while, you start to participate in your own erasure. You stop saying the complex thing because it won't land. You stop sharing the hard truth because it doesn't trend. You stop speaking the slow, quiet honesty because you know it won't generate heat. You become your own censor. You do the algorithm's work for it, not because you want to, because you get tired, because you start to believe maybe you were wrong to take up space in the first place. That's the final layer of the why. It's not just about harvesting your attention, it's about hollowing out your voice, about making you so reactive, so exhausted, so dependent on external validation that you forget you ever had a center to stand on without it, that you forget you don't need permission to be real, that you forget truth doesn't need a trending hashtag to matter, but you still have a choice. That's the one thing the algorithm can't fully control. It can nudge you, shape you, try to rewire you, but it can't force you to forget who you are unless you let it. You can still choose to post slower, speak softer, move deeper. You can still choose presence over performance. You can still build spaces that don't run on speed and spectacle. You can still choose to live outside the cycle, even when it costs you visibility. Because the truth is, real connection doesn't scale. Real healing doesn't trend. Real life doesn't optimize, and no amount of engagement will ever be worth losing yourself. That's why we have to remember, we are not content. We are not brands. We are not products. We are not metrics. We are people, and people don't move at the speed of algorithms. We move at the speed of breath, of heartbeats, of truth. And truth was never designed to be consumed. It was designed to be lived. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.